Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our fall membership drive. More about that in a minute. But first, the temperature will drop. It will get cold and rainy, then frigid and snowy, or at least slushy. And you know the cure for that, a warm cup of soup. And the best soup is the one you make yourself. Author, teacher, and syndicated columnist Betty Rossbottom knows that soup never goes out of style, and she's written a new cookbook that focuses on new and trusted traditional soups for every palate. It's called Soup Nights, satisfying soups and sides for delicious meals all year. This cookbook includes over 100 soup recipes. We don't have time to go through all of them this hour, but we do welcome Betty Rossbottom back to the show now to talk about it. Hi, Betty.
Hi, how are you, Ann? I love talking to Ohio.
I know. You are a former denizen of Ohio.
I still love it, and I'm a Buckeye fan every weekend.
This is your second book about soup, your first being Sunday Soup from 2008. You say in the book's intro that writing another soup book was like reinventing the little black dress. You know, take something familiar and beloved, then add creative touches to freshen and give it a new life. So how do you update classic recipes?
Well, you know, it was a lot of fun to do that. For instance, I did a black bean soup, which normally would have some kind of meat in it. And I did it just with the beans and wonderful flavorings. And I put diced avocado on top and pickled red onions. And it gave it a fresh new flavor. Another soup I did was creamy chicken soup. And we remember those soups from the red and white can, mm-hmm. or at least I do from my childhood. But for this soup, I put autumn vegetables in it, and that included sliced Brussels sprouts, diced butternut squash, and some sautéed brown mushrooms. And those little touches gave it a new flavor and a new freshness, which I think, but without sacrificing the memories that we have of those soups.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This is our fall membership drive. I want you to remember that listener support is the foundation of our budget. So please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, we'll send you Betty Rossbottom's newest book, Soup Nights, Satisfying Soups and Sides for Delicious Meals All Year. This beautiful book present soups in an inspiring and delightful way, from new spins on the classics that Betty just talked about to really interesting ingredient combinations. There are more than 100 recipes in this great book with beautiful full-color illustrative photographs, and you'll be supporting public radio. That's $10 a month as a sustainer. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and show your support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher right now. Now, we've talked about roasts and casseroles before. Was soup
That's
the natural
right.
next topics?
Well, soup had been a former topic of mine, as I mentioned mm-hmm. and you read from my introduction. And it's such a popular dish. I mean, it's so forgiving. If you make a mistake, it's easy to correct. It's inexpensive. And I think in these times where there's so much turbulence around the world, soup is comforting. And so it wasn't a hard decision for me to say, I'd like to do another soup book. What's different about this one from my prior one is that I've given just about equal time to the sides that you serve with it. I've included salads, easy salads, but ones that were crafted to complement these soups. The same with sandwiches. And there's a large chapter on desserts.
But I noticed
simple
that.
Desserts. Yes, I know. I have a real sweet tooth. And it comes through in this book.
It definitely does. First of all, let's talk about what constitutes a soup. What's the difference between a soup and a stew, for instance?
Well, in a stew, you would usually have a meat. You can make vegetables the star of a stew as well. And they simmer over a fairly long period of time because normally you would use a meat or perhaps you'd use chicken or some other form of poultry, and it would be a cut that would need long simmering time. Slow and low is what a stew usually is about in the traditional sense. But in soups, you can do soups that are quite quick. There are some in this book that require not even turning on the stovetop, and those are some of the chill soups, the watermelon soup, the cantaloupe soup with cucumbers, and even the vegetable soups that we're ready to have right right now when the weather turns cool, many of them take only a quarter of an hour to simmer atop the stove. So in general, they're quicker, and they can be vegetarian and not have meats or poultry or even fish in them.
The avocado soup looked glorious.
It's one of my favorites, and it was a complete new invention for this book. And the one you're referring to is in the chapter with the chill soups and the light soups. And it requires no cooking. The secret is to get good ripe avocados, buy them early, put them in a brown paper bag, let them ripen on your countertop. And then you puree them with buttermilk and cumin, and put some ice water in there, and it is absolutely a delicious soup. And just to top it off, because normally you would serve a chill soup in the summer, there's a delicious fresh corn salsa that goes on top of it.
Which I think sounds wonderful. Some chopped cilantro in there.
Right.
The lime juice. Now, the soup calls for grated lime zest, and that
yes.
really struck me as something, a positive thing
yes.
in the soup.
Well, I use a lot of lime throughout the soups, but in particular, I like to use it in the summer because it's got that citrus refreshing accent. And in this case, you just grate that lime zest and add it in. And it works with cumin, it works with avocados, mm-hmm. and it's a beautiful soup. I think the picture of it
yeah.
is one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's very attractive. It's on page 99 of Betty Rossbottom's new book. It's called Soup Nights, Satisfying Soups and Sides for Delicious Meals All Year. My guest is Betty Rossbottom. She's a familiar face around Central Ohio. She used to teach cooking for many years here. She's also a contributor to Bon Appetit and a syndicated columnist for the Los Angeles Times and Tribune Media Services. If you have a question or comment for her, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We're offering her book as a thank you gift this hour during our fall membership drive. This thank you gift is an extension of the conversation we're having today. So if you enjoy listening to All Sides, but if you especially enjoy the shows we do about cooking, then this is a great time to become a member. For $10 a month as a sustainer, get the book Soup Nights. So visit WOSU.org or go to 1-866-897-9678. The book features 100 soups and sides from veteran teacher and cookbook author Betty Rossbottom. It makes soup the centerpiece of any meal, but it also includes many recipes for sides to go with the soup and also desserts. Become a member of 89.7 NPR News and get this great book as our way of saying thank you. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. The soups are on the gamut from Vietnamese shrimp and noodle soup to Louisiana seafood gumbo, which always makes me, I always want to ask you, how many recipes did you have to delete from the book?
Oh, I'd say a good 10. We couldn't get another folio, which means a set of pages yeah. to include all of them that I wanted. But the ones that remain were my absolute favorites and the favorites of the testers. This book had quite a few volunteer testers who filled out forms to let us know, you know, it was this step clear, was that step clear, did they like it, would they make any changes? And I feel incredibly blessed and grateful for those people who helped test, and some of them were right there in Central Ohio.
Oh, really? How
yes.
do you find volunteer testers?
Well, usually they come to me,
okay.
and I tell them, I explain what it's like, because it's a commitment to do this. You know, it's a volunteer basis, and you receive recipes week after week, and they're not in their final form. That means sometimes you're helping create them so that they're more perfected. And there's a lot to fill out, you know, the amount of time you took. Sometimes I'll go back and say, was this a 5-minute simmer or was it 3 to 4 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Because it can make a difference in how you present the recipe to the reader.
Ethan in Columbus, you're on the air with Betty Rossbottom. Hi, Ethan.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
Hi, Ethan.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Just fine, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to share a very simple thing I found a couple years ago, being a bachelor. I don't want to take the time to cook an entire huge ham when I'm making a split pea soup. So what I found is really nice is I just fry up some pork chops in the skillet, and when those are done, I just dice them up and add them to my split pea soup, and it makes it a lot quicker and easier.
I think that's a great idea. And you know, soups lend themselves to being used throughout the week. When I did my book, Sunday Soup, the theme was make it on Sunday, but enjoy it all week. And I think that's very inventive on your part and good cooking. And it's homemade. That's the best part.
Exactly. Ethan, thanks for that call. Appreciate it. Anybody else has questions or comments for Betty Rossbottom? The number to call is 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. So I want to do one of my parallel constructions here now. And you say, make a pot of soup on Sunday. You can eat it all week long. I'm saying make a pledge of support for 89.7 NPR News today. You can enjoy it all year long knowing you've done your part, knowing you've joined the club. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and during the show, you hear conversations with interesting people, and those conversations are in-depth. Many times, we talk to a guest for an entire hour. We bring experts into the studio. We bring them to you by phone. We bring you a show that is truly local. You only find that on public radio. Support the station you depend on at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Contribute at $10 a month as a sustainer and get the book Soup Nights, satisfying soups and sides for delicious meals all year. There are new recipes in this book, but also there are well-loved classics. These classics are elevated, however, to new heights with interesting additions. Take chicken noodle soup and add sautéed mushrooms, or make a tomato gazpacho with icy cucumber granite. Make soup the centerpiece of any meal and support public radio. Make a gift of $10 a month at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. So, Betty Rossbottom, did I pronounce that properly? Icy cucumber?
Well, it's pronounced granita, and
granita.
It's from
okay.
Italian, and what it is it's an ice, you yeah. know. And I had this idea that we all make, gazpacho. Everybody has a favorite version of it. And I wanted to give the one in this book a little extra accent, and I took Perrier water, or a similar type of water, and pureed it with cucumbers and a little bit of sherry vinegar, put it in the fridge, in the freezer, let it set up, scrape it down, and it makes a glorious garnish for icy cold gazpacho.
It looks wonderful, and I definitely want to make that. It looks beautiful, and it is. It's something different. Yes. I do have my favorite gazpacho recipe, but I love the idea of that. You can learn more about that if you check out Betty Rossbottom's book. That's what we're talking about this hour, How to Make Satisfying Soups and Sides for Delicious Meals. 614-292-8513 if you have a question for Betty Rossbottom. You kind of told us, I was going to say, as a cooking teacher, how you make these recipes easy for cooks of all levels.
Yes.
So when you have volunteers, are they all necessarily expert cooks?
No, and I don't want them to be. I want them to be kind of middle-of-the-road cooks. Mm-hmm. Some of them are extraordinarily gifted, and that's great. But others are, just beginning cooks, or they've been cooking for a while. And it's important to me to reach the whole audience. I want to write recipes that have enough directions so that no one's left in the dark about any step. On the other hand, you don't want to be too wordy, so it's always a challenge to get it into consent. Form, but still not leave anything out. And my editor was very funny about it. She says, "We know, Betty, your recipes run a little bit long, but we know why." And part of that is because of the testing and the results from the testers. And just that, I've taught, my first cooking classes were given in Columbus in my home. And then I started the school La Belle Pomme. And then it moved from its Upper Arlington area to downtown Columbus in the Lazarus department store. And I encountered thousands of students while I was there. And it never ceased to amaze me that something that I might take for granted that someone might know how to do in a recipe often needed a little bit of extra explanation. And I try to remember that when I write all my recipes.
I know my favorite recipe for brisket is about 10 pages long, and I follow it to the T, and it never fails me, but I don't make it often enough, so it really helps to have things sort of spelled out for me.
Or you have, right.
If you have a question or comment for Betty Rossbottom, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. If you have a favorite memory about a soup from your childhood, and maybe it's Campbell's, I don't know, but soup, there is something about soup that, you know, there's stories behind it. And I have stories about soups that matter to me and that have played a role in my life. It's one of those things like casseroles or whatever, right? So if you have
you
a favorite
always
one,
have a memory.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give us a call and share that with us, 614-292-8513. I love it when people share their cooking memories or their food memories.
I would love to hear their memories of favorite soups, because I started the sandwich chapter by saying that what I remember best about sandwiches as a child is a can of tomato soup, yep, and a grilled cheese sandwich made with Velveeta, you know.
Yep.
But they just tasted so good, and they were warming and comforting. And so I think soups are connected to memories, especially from your childhood, and would love to hear about them. The other thing is, if somebody's having trouble with a soup recipe that they have and would like a little extra help, glad to be of assistance there.
Thanks to Cheryl Trevisano and Ostrander for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Really appreciate that. The rest of you out there, I know you want to listen, but just a reminder, it only takes a few minutes to make that call or to go online. Just 2 minutes, really. I've done it myself. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. Thanks to Augustus Dominic in Columbus for your pledge. Appreciate your support. Appreciate you taking the time to show your support today. And don't forget, when you do call in or you go online, tell us what you like about 89.7. Tell us what matters to you. I'm as curious about that as I am eager to benefit from your support so that I can bring you more programming just like this every single day. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Now, this is, once again, another beautiful cookbook of yours. They're all beautiful. I know you have high standards. The photographs are beautiful. We were just talking about the avocado, the cold avocado soup. What's a cookbook photo shoot like? Have you ever been to them? Do they do them independently and then send you pictures and you say, yeah, that's what it looks like? Or how does it work?
Well, sometimes they do, but I'm glad you asked about this book, because over half of these 75 really glorious photos were shot at my house. And it was a surprise. I didn't know I was going to be involved in it. But for this particular book, the editor was familiar with New England, where I lived, and thought it would be great to shoot things there in the summer. So there was a full week of having close to 8 people in my home every day, working from 9 in the morning till sometimes 8 in the evening, and shooting when the sun was right on the porch or in the dining room. And it involved my overseeing with a wonderful team 40 dishes that were prepared, including soups, salads, sides, desserts. It involved having a very talented food stylist who, you know, move that chickpea just to the right point on the plate. And it involved a talented photographer, an editor. It was an amazing week. I learned a lot. And what I like best about it is I love the creative part of any project I'm doing. And it tested all of us on the basis of creativity to try to make, you know, the soups look different in each shot, to capture, you know, the heartiness of the winter soups and to get the coolness of those chill soups. So it was quite a week. My husband said he didn't eat supper from our kitchen for 5 days, but he was a very good sport about it. We got a lot of leftovers, and we had wine at the end of the day, all of us.
I think it's pretty cool, though, the styling. I really liked it. It stood out for me, like with the Colorado chicken soup with black beans, corn, and pepitas.
Yes.
You know, there's a squished up lime in the background with a Corona. Just a little
right.
bit. Just a suggestion. It's informal, and it's not perfect looking. It's real.
Right. Well, one of the things we wanted to do in this book, and you'll see several double-page spreads, mm-hmm. is to showcase these soups with their salads, with their sandwiches, with what you might drink with it. And they're beautifully done. I mean, we had our entire garage was given over to props. There was that particular picture, which you're talking about, the Colorado chicken soup with the tomatoes and the pesto made with pepitas and
it looks so
and
good.
And cilantro. Yes, I had to think of it.
I got to get combat pay for just, doing these shows sometimes. I get so hungry in here.
I know. It was a beautiful shot, and it's been a very popular recipe when I've had interviews because it's easy to do, and I'd be perfect for this time of the year. It could go either way. If you've got, we're going to have 81 degrees where I am today, and I heard your forecast was for in the high 70s.
Actually, high 80s.
High 80s. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, this soup would be good for that weather or mm-hmm. for chillier weather.
Right. Cuts both ways. You're listening to All You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And my guest is Betty Rossbottom, a familiar voice, familiar name in the Central Ohio area. She was a cooking teacher for many, many years here. She's the author of many cookbooks. Her latest is entitled Soup Nights, Satisfying Soups and Sides for Delicious Meals All Year. She's a contributor to Bon Appetit and a syndicated columnist as well. If you have a question or comment, we were kind of talking. We'd love to hear people's memories of their favorite soups, their favorite kind of soup-type meals. Give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And remember, it's listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive this week. And you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us again, Betty Rossbottom with our thank you gift for this hour, the book Soup Nights. Contribute $10 a month as a sustainer and get this beautiful hardcover book with filled with glorious full color photograph illustrations, much of which was shot at Betty's house in New England. Your $10 a month gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. It's very easy. It takes just a couple minutes. Please take the time to do that. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. In this cookbook, you find more than 100 recipes, mostly for soups, but there are also recipes for sandwiches, salads, and desserts, and there are some meal plan suggestions too. Soup is a universal staple. Betty Rossbottom has really elevated it to a new level with this beautiful book. It's a great opportunity to support your local public radio station and make your family very, very happy. Get this book, support All Sides with Ann Fisher. $10 a month as a sustaining member. Your membership, once again, can be easily withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Please go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And thanks to Melinda Hoover and Powell for your support. Thank you so much. 1-866-897-9678. And Lynn in Clintonville, you're on the air. Hi, Lynn.
Hello. Hi, Lynn. How are you? Hi, Betty.
Hi.
I wanted to mention, that I used to volunteer and help with your cooking classes at the Bell Palm at Lazarus years ago. And I just wanted to just let everyone know the recipes we tried, they were all wonderful.
Well, you were so nice.
So good, and I really enjoyed learning about different foods, and it was a nice classroom. And
yes.
You've moved since, I know. And
Right.
Just wanted to say hello, though. It's been so many years, there's no way you would remember who I am. But
I know that the classes we were able to give them because of all of that wonderful volunteer staff. So I thank you again.
And of course, we got to try the recipes, the food.
Yes.
And that's such, for all of us, that's such a good learning experience.
Right.
And I'm going to donate some money for the cause. And I love making soups.
Well, thank you so much, Lynn. Thank you for your help in the past and for your enthusiasm for soup. And most especially, thank you for supporting WOSU.
That's absolutely right. Hey, Lynn, is there a favorite? I mean, is there something that stands out for you from La Belle Palme that you remember that?
Oh, boy. It's been so long.
Uh-huh.
There was a variety of things we tried. And as I said, they were really delicious. But you know how long ago it was that we.
Yeah, I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. So yeah, I'm all about that, Lynn. But
I wish I could help you. I can't remember.
Well, thank you for your call.
You mentioned sometimes you'd like to have cooks who have or just want to help with the testing of the recipes.
Yeah,
sure.
There was a friend of mine who worked at Sur La Table. I can't think of her name. She had short hair, tall, slightly tall, medium tall. She always tested recipes.
I'll have to go back and look.
If I want to help sometime,
absolutely.
What would I call?
You just go to my website, www.bettyrossbottom.com, and you can email me through that website, and I will get back to you. I promise.
Well, thank you for everything, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks for your
support,
Lynn. Appreciate it. 614-292-8513 is the number to call if you have a question or comment for Betty Rossbottom. If you want to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, I couldn't pick a better time myself than right now. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. At the $10 a month as a sustainer, you get the book Soup Nights. It's a beautiful book, 100 soups and sides from veteran teacher and cookbook author Betty Rossbottom. Make soup the centerpiece of any meal. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And Marianne and Harrison West, you're on the air. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes. This is not a soup story, but a salad story. We learned
how to make
Betty's spinach and apple salad with chutney dressing at the
school.
Yeah, I would hope so. And it has become an actual staple of our Thanksgiving dinner for my entire family.
That's wonderful.
Thanks so much for that recipe. And the strange thing about it was that at that time, whenever it was, I had not heard of chutney, so I hope it was a very long time ago.
I'm sure it was, and I remember that salad dressing. And I think if you like that one, there's a salad in this book, and I teach it all the time because it's become a favorite. It has a honey cider vinaigrette, very easy, but a little accent of sweet, like the chutney was for your salad. And it's done with oak leaf or red leaf lettuce, apples, sliced red onions, and fennel, and it's just a beautiful salad for so many of the soups in this collection, and it's perfect for right now in the fall when apples are in season. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Marianne. Appreciate your call. Thanks to Audrey Todd in Columbus, who made a pledge on behalf of Food for Good Thought. That's a gluten-free bakery in Columbus. If you want to show your support, 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We just have about 26 minutes left in the hour. I'd love to get 20 pledges before the end of the hour. It's not asking too much. It just takes 2 minutes to show your support at whatever level you can afford. If you could manage $10 a month or a $120 one-time gift, our thank you gift to you is Betty's new book, brand new book. I think it just came out a few days ago, as a matter of fact.
It came out just on October the 11th, so it's just a week old.
It's perfect. It's beautiful. I love it. It's called Soup Nights, Satisfying Soups and Sides for Delicious Meals All year. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Tom in Columbus, you're on the air with Betty Rossbottom. Hi, Tom.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hi.
I was calling because I got a recipe for biscuits that go great with soups or chilies, I should say. It's a pretty simple one anybody can make. It's a cup of self-rising flour, 6 teaspoons of mayonnaise, and a cup of milk. 400 degrees for 12 minutes.
And this is for a topping for chili?
No, these are for biscuits.
Oh, for biscuits. Okay.
Yep.
Well, it sounds pretty easy.
Yeah, it's a simple recipe. I just wanted to get it out there to you.
Thanks.
It's pretty good. So if you get a chance, try it out. No problem.
Thank you. I love those less than 5 ingredient recipes.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. And it would be fabulous with chili.
It sounds delicious. Thank you, Tom, for that. Appreciate it. 614-292-8513. If you have a question or comment for Betty Rossbottom, you have an idea of something to go with a soup, you have an idea for a soup, or maybe you want some advice from Betty about how to step it up with a particular recipe. Thanks to Linda Rice in Worthington for your support. Linda writes, I'm a longtime supporter who appreciates the impartial reporting of news. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much, Linda. Appreciate your support. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. And once again, we appreciate the comments. We relish the feedback. You know, sometimes it's not always what we want to hear, but it's what we need to hear because we're here for you. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. I guess we're looking for 19 more pledges before the end of the hour. We have just about 23 minutes left. I know we can do it. Sandra,
we just need one per minute.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little over one per minute. Sandra in Dublin, you're on the air. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
I'm so glad to hear you on the air today. I, too, like a former caller, have been a student when I worked down at the Dispatch in the early 80s.
Right.
So we would go over at lunchtime and take your class, and it was wonderful. My favorite recipe still today is a pasta casserole with Havarti cheese. So it's a family favorite.
Oh, that's, I love hearing that.
Yeah. So just a quick soup story, as you were asking about. I grew up in an ethnic neighborhood, and my grandmother had chickens in her backyard. So when she went to make a chicken soup, she grabbed the grandchildren. We went in the backyard. She chopped the head off the chicken and plucked away. So still today, when we're going to make chicken soup, we still use the whole chicken, obviously not one from the backyard. but it's almost a two-day process, and nothing not real inside of the pot, of course. And the best vegetables, you know, organic if we can get them. But we never have ever put noodles into our soup. The noodles have always gone into the bowl, and then we cover the noodles, and we use Kluski noodles, and we cover that with the chicken soup that's full of carrots, celery, onions, and spinach.
Well, and that's a good way to do
wonderful.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you distribute everything.
And the noodles never get mushy that way. But my grandmother always had soup in her refrigerator for our dogs as well. So I don't know, but chicken soup was our thing. But still today, every Saturday, which I've done for a couple of years now, I make a pot of soup, and the neighbors know, and they'll bring over vegetables that maybe aren't going to last the weekend, and off we go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
so
a
soup
fabulous
is a great
idea.
Yeah, it's comfort food, and it's great to get around the table. And so, you know, if you come to my house on a Saturday, bring a tomato.
Just leave the address with my producer there, Sandra.
Yeah. Okay, you're both invited. All right.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing such a great story. I have grandmother stories, too, and it really makes a recipe special when it's been a family tradition. So thank you so much.
If you have a question or comment for Betty Rossbottom, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513, or you can email us if you'd like at allsides@wosu.org. Thanks to Elizabeth Strong in Reynoldsburg for her support. 18 more pledges to go before the end of the hour in just 20 minutes. The number, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We're talking about soups today. Betty's new book is entitled Soup Nights, Satisfying Soups and Sides for Delicious Meals All Year. She's a contributor to Bon Appetit, a syndicated columnist, a former longtime cooking instructor in Columbus. You've heard some stories from former volunteers, former students of hers. I love the idea of being able to go to a cooking school on my lunch hour. I can't even imagine that now, but I would love it if I could. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call for your support. Remember, it's our fall membership drive, and we need our listener support. It's the foundation of our budget. Every soup has a foundation. So does your local public radio station. It's called you. We need your support. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make your gift right now. For a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, we send you Betty's newest book, Soup Nights. It's beautiful. It's a hardcover filled with beautiful illustrations. We were talking about that earlier. It includes classics and new spins on the classics to change things up a bit, make them a little more interesting. There are more than 100 recipes in this great book, and many of them are also desserts and sides and salads. So a little bit of something for everybody. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. The spicy red lentil soup, the photograph is beautiful. I love it that the it looks like, you know, that the there's cauliflower in it. There's butternut squash, onion, curry powder, ginger, cumin, lentils, you know, all that great stuff, some spinach, but it looks like the cauliflower is roasted first.
Well, no, but it's sautéed. And
sautéed,
one of my favorite soups, and I'm so glad you mentioned it, because this is in a chapter called Beans and Grain Soups. And, you know, today, all these nutrient-rich grains are really taking center stage in cooking. And here's one where you use red lentils, which, unlike the green lentils, break down and they form the thickness for it. And I mentioned in the head note, which is the little paragraph after the title, that I could become a vegetarian if I lived in India, because they use so many wonderful spices. In this one, there's curry powder, ginger, and cumin, and there's garlic. And it's very simple to put together. And actually, the ingredients that go in it are very inexpensive, but yet it's packed with nutrients and packed with flavor. I love it. One of the things I wanted to mention to those of you out there who are thinking about giving a pledge, that $10 a month not only buys you this book, but each of the soup recipes have a soup night menu. So I give you ideas for which salad or which sandwich, which dessert would go with it. And many of my students, when I taught in Columbus, told me it was putting that menu together that sometimes was challenging.
Right.
So you would get these menus with each of these soups. They're called soup night menus.
And the soup night menu for the spicy red lentil soup is shredded romaine and cucumbers with lime dressing, which sounds so good. And there's recipes for all of that, plus chocolate cashew brownies with chocolate creme fraiche glaze.
Yes.
And there's a recipe for that as well. It's all there. Everything you need for a complete meal in Betty Rossbottom's new book, Soup Nights. Thanks to Allison Blazer in Columbus. She made a contribution on behalf of Columbus Saw and Tool Company. This is a thing. That's okay. Make a contribution on behalf of something. We'll be glad to mention it on the air. I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Allison, for that. 614-292-8513 if you have a question for Betty Rossbottom. And if, like Allison, you want to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, that means I think we have 17 pledges to go now before the end of the hour in just 16 minutes. Please be one of those people to poke us over the top of this one. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call, or go online to WOSU.org. It only takes 2 minutes. If everything only took 2 minutes, think of everything we could get done in a day. This really only takes 2 minutes. You can do it. I promise you won't miss too much in 2 minutes if you take the time to do that right now before the end of the hour. 1-866-897-9678. And by the way, just two walls away from me is a host of local volunteers doing their part to support 89.7 NPR News by answering the phones. When you call in to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, people like Barbara and Terry Davis in Columbus, who just called in, they write, "I enjoy M. Fisher's program every day, and I like the stories on the weekend as well. I enjoy all the programming and the news." Thanks to Barbara and Terry Davis for your support. Took just a few minutes for Barbara and Terry to make that show of support. So take the time right now to do your part. 1-866 877-867-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We have an email from Lisa. She writes, oh my gosh, soup is my favorite food. I have a couple favorite memories. One is of, yes, Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. My mother used to heat up a small pot of it on the stove when I was sick. She served it in a bowl with a few plain crackers, Nabisco saltines, tucked in a small plate beneath the bowl. I loved breaking the crackers into the soup. It made everything better.
I have that same memory.
Me too.
Lisa.
Me too. Yeah, and I have the same memory as you do, Betty, with the tomato soup and the grilled cheese sandwiches. And one thing I do with that, you know, sometimes is chop up tomatoes to go in with it. So fresh tomatoes, to give it some, and I learned that from a guy who had a little diner one time, and I said, oh my gosh, this soup is so great. I mean, did you handmade this from scratch or what? And he said, no, I just chopped up some tomatoes and put it in the Campbell's. So, you know, whatever.
And it worked out fine.
It was better than nothing, you know, it was better than nothing.
Right.
614-292-8513. If you have a question for my guest, Betty Rossbottom, it's hard to pick just one, and that question about what's your absolute favorite recipe in soup nights, I don't really ask that, but because it's really seasonal, it's what you have on hand, right?
I think that's part of it, but I get that question almost every time I have an interview, and it's like picking your favorite child,
right?
So I would say if I'm in a hurry, there's a recipe I turn to all the time. It's in the first chapter, that's the vegetable chapter, and it's for broccoli soup with curried creme fraiche. And you go to the grocery store and you buy those broccoli florets that are already sliced off for you. Mm-hmm. You simmer them in stock with a little bit of leeks. And the real secret ingredient in this dish is taking creme fraiche, which you can buy prepared, or there's a recipe for it in the book. You add curry powder, you swirl part of it in the pureed soup, and put a swirl on top. It is so good. It takes 15 minutes to simmer atop the stove and not very long to put together. Then, you know, I have my favorites that cover a recipe of this book is onion soup gratiné, and I've cut down the cooking time from 2 days in my favorite Julia Child recipe to about 2 hours, but just perfect for when you get one of those blizzards and you're at home. And for those who are looking for nutrients, grains, there is a fennel and carrot brodo. That's simply Italian for well-flavored broth. And it has red quinoa in the center. You know, so there's so many different ways you can go with soup. There's bouillabaisse à la Marseillaise, which is made with shrimp and scallops and cod, things that you can get at your market, but not those south of France fish, but with the same vibrant flavor. And as you said, there's a Louisiana gumbo that I make with shrimp, but you can substitute other fish. Mm-hmm. There are just so many ways you can go with soup. It could be, I could eat it every night, I think, you know, and not be bored.
Right. Thank you to Lynn Lombard in Columbus and also Robert Gerspacher in Delaware. Just 14 pledges to go now and just about 12 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. That's 1-866-897-9678. 14 pledges to go before the end of the hour. Help me meet that goal today and show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher. Betty Rossbottom, I know you spend part of the year in Paris.
I do.
How much that influences what you do.
Tremendous.
And, yeah.
And this book, I even say in the introduction that my having been brought up in the South, my having spent time in Paris, and my now having lived in New England for over 2 decades, all of this influenced the recipes. One of the things I think of in this book that was particularly influenced by France was some little chocolate glaze cupcakes. The French have gone crazy for cupcakes. And so I had it at my local bakery, and I went home and I made it. And it's the glaze that is like a ganache that goes on it that's so delicious. For soups, a local cafe. This is, we're not talking haute cuisine here. We're talking mm-hmm. cafe, lots of students, lots of working people, makes a main course lunch every day, and they always have a soup. This is my corner cafe. I went in one day not expecting to order soup, but there was a carrot soup on the menu, and it just smells so good. I ordered it. It was done with pureed carrots that were cooked in coconut milk. It's become one of my favorite recipes. You can serve it cold. You can serve it warm. It's in the chapter with the chilled and warm soups, but I make it all year long, and it's easy. It's as easy as the broccoli soup. Other things that have influenced me are the asparagus season. I'm always in Paris during asparagus season. And in the vegetable chapter, I have a brodo that has wonderful asparagus in it, and little orecchiette, which are little pasta that look like the inside of your earlobe. Mm-hmm. Again, influenced because I went out and bought the asparagus there. There's an asparagus bisque that was influenced by where I live here in the Pioneer Valley of Massachusetts. We're known for our asparagus. And I made this bisque by cooking the asparagus with leeks and stock, put in a little creme fraiche, which is a French influence, and then served it topped with bay scallops, which are one of our local fish that come in season. But you can do it with regular scallops that are sliced. So everywhere I've been has given me inspiration for recipes, and I chronicle all of that in the headnotes to these recipes because I think it's nice for recipes to have a story. You know, I think as a cook, I love to know where the author got the idea for the recipe.
I know.
Certainly Paris and France, New Orleans, Louisiana, where I went to college, and Amherst, Massachusetts, where I live now, have all influenced my cooking.
When you're inspired by something in a restaurant, do you ask them for the recipe or do you just head home and try to figure it out?
No.
Yeah.
I ask. I'm lucky enough to speak French. I majored in French. And first I compliment them tremendously. Yeah. And then I say, oh, and how was it made? And I have a little notebook and I have my camera. I take pictures and I write notes and I come home and I make it. One soup that was definitely influenced by France was a cream of celery root soup. And some of your listeners might not be familiar with celery root, but it's a big, gnarly vegetable. And when you peel off that dark skin, there's white flesh beneath, and it's beautiful when it's simmered in stock with either onion or celery, more things to bring out that celery flavor. And I puree it, and I make a little gremolata with hazelnuts, with lemon zest, with parsley, and with celery leaves to go on top. Gremolata is an Italian topping, usually done with parsley and with lemon zest, some garlic, maybe some onion, that goes on ossobuco, which is an Italian veal stew. But here we transform it to go on the soup. So wherever I am, I try to smile really wide and say, I loved this soup. I love this salad. Could you tell me how it's made? And, you know, they're always so helpful. I think whenever you present yourself as somebody who's interested and excited about food in a restaurant or even a bakery, they'll help you out with the recipe.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Listener support is the foundation of our budget. So go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer and get the book Soup Nights, Satisfying Soups and Sides for Delicious Meals All Year. This book includes more than 100 recipes and sample meal plans. Betty wrote this book with ease of preparation in mind, and she helps you easily double the recipes too. And it is a year-round cookbook. Soup is not just for winter nights. Make soup the centerpiece of any meal. It includes sides, it includes desserts, and it also includes a soup night menu with each recipe to tell you what goes best with it. Support All Sides and get this great thank you gift for $10 a month. Thanks to Marianne Kafer in Columbus for your pledge of support. Now just 13 to go and 7 minutes to go. That means two a minute. But the good news is we have plenty of volunteers standing by to take your call right now. They're local Central Ohioans. This is how they show their support for 89.7 NPR News. Now we're asking you to show your support. Tell us this is something that you value every day. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for All Sides, for 89.7 NPR News, and for yourself. This is an investment in your everyday life as well, and that includes cooking. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org right now. And we still have time to take one more call if you want to give us a call, 614-292-8513.
You know, Ann, I was thinking that we've mentioned so many soups,
yeah,
but those desserts are mouthwatering, and I could just kind of give them the hit parade.
I was afraid, you know, that that's all I was going to talk about for the desserts. And I want to note a few of them. One in particular. Oh, yes. Well, there's the blueberry pancake. And then who in the heck? I mean, where is it? Oh, rats. Oh, here. I think this is it. Oh, the pumpkin brownies, those sound great. Oh, I know. The three-layer chocolate caramel bars. Seriously?
Yes, and that picture is beautiful. It's so easy. You can make them ahead. It's a dough that goes on the first layer that you don't even have to roll out. You just press into a pan, and then you cook the caramel layer with condensed milk and sugar, pour that in, bake it. When it cools down and it comes out, you put a dark chocolate melted ganache on the top, let it sit up, cut it into squares, and if you want to gild the lily, you can sprinkle a little sea salt over the top. That'll bring out the caramel and chocolate flavor. But the lime and ginger cream cheese bars just before it are another favorite of mine.
Oh, man.
And one that I've taught quite a bit. Those pumpkin brownies you mentioned, yeah, I taught when I lived in Columbus. They were in a book called American Favorites. I reworked them, and because I live in New England, I put a maple cream cheese frosting on top of them. They're just delicious. And the blueberry cake that you mentioned is baked in a 9x13 pan. It's made with buttermilk in the batter, blueberries that are distributed throughout. It serves at least 12, if not 18, for a big party. You bake it, you take it out, you cut it into squares, and put a little lemon creme fraiche on top.
And here's the deal. If you're making that avocado soup with buttermilk, this is the dessert to go with it, because you can use up the buttermilk that way.
Absolutely.
Just saying.
Oh, that's such a... You figured that out. I should have figured that out.
And blueberries are in season in the summer, so, you know, let's go for it. Oh, my gosh, this book is so beautiful. Thank you to Nathan Hawk and Lisa Snyder in Columbus. Lisa writes, "I turn to WOSU and I want both sides of the story. Thank you for informative, insightful, and creative programming." Thank you, Lisa, for showing your support for 89.7 NPR News. It's locally run, locally programmed. 89.7 NPR News exists to make sure that everyone in our wonderful corner of Ohio has access to vital news and information. We have 11 pledges to go in just 3 minutes. Save my bacon today. Make a show of support right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Yeah, the lime and ginger cream cheese bars look great, Betty. And I'm a big fan of ginger. It's probably one of my favorite, absolute all-time favorite flavors.
I love it, too. And these work so well after chilies. You know, they're filling. And, or after that black bean soup that even has some lime in it. And I would say that one of the most popular recipes for dessert that I've ever created are the crisp oatmeal thins. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of those. They look like those French twills. They have scents of orange, and they have almonds in them.
Yeah.
A recipe makes 5 dozen. Honestly, I've seen a table of 8 polish off all of them
at one sitting.
And they just work so well with a bowl of fruit and a bowl of soup.
There's a recipe, too, for smashed chickpeas and roasted tomatoes on baguette slices that I'm definitely making this week, because I have a ton of orange tomatoes, little orange tomatoes, cherry tomatoes.
Yes, and that's in the sandwich section, and it goes so beautifully with so many soups. It's a very easy recipe that has lots of flavor, and it's good for you, you know. It has those chickpeas, which are on that nutrient-rich group, and it has fresh tomatoes in it, some seasonings of thyme and onion. It's easy as pie, and And as I said, perfect with many, many soups.
Betty Rossbottom, thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate your time.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and thank you for inviting me, Ann.
Betty Rossbottom, author of Soup Nights, Satisfying Soups and Sides for Delicious Meals All Year. She's a contributor to Bon Appetit, a syndicated columnist for the Los Angeles Times and Tribune Media Services, a great friend of 89.7 NPR News. You can become a great friend of 89.7 NPR News as well. To show your support, call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. This is listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus, and online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media. Once again, we're locally run, locally programmed. Show your support for your 89.7 NPR News public radio station. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. It's valuable radio, but we rely on your donations to keep it on the air. Please give now at WOSU.org or by phone at 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Julie Triplett in Columbus. Thanks for your support, Julie. Now it's time for you. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And thanks for all your support.